This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Golf Podcast. We're halfway through the 143rd Open Championship in Royal Liverpool and we're going to look ahead to round three now. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is Sky Sports pundit and European Tour professional Jamie Spence. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, hello Mark, good morning. Yeah, an early start for the Open, unusually, two tee start, so we've got to get cracking.
Yeah, so we best move on with this. We'll just mention that to start with. Because of the inclement weather in Liverpool, they're going to do a two tee start, so they'll tee off from both the first and the 10th, and that means we have third round three balls rather than the two balls that we're accustomed to. Do you see it working as a system?
Well, on the European tours, in the US Open, USPGA, they do tee off two tees. I think it's about... I know they've been forced to, with the weather here today, to go off two tees, but for fairness sake, R&A, come on, let's go for a two-tee start. It's so much fairer because the discrepancy in the draw over the first 2 days, I know the wind blows in the morning, sometimes it does in the afternoon, but all the leading scores played in the afternoon yesterday, and they had the far better conditions Thursday morning as well. So if you teed off early, which Justin Rose, Adam Scott did, Phil Mickelson did, they're behind the eight ball. They're sitting way off the pace, which they shouldn't be. It's unfair. They've got to go 2-tee start in the future.
Okay, so if nothing else, it should make it a bit fairer then. So that's the good news there. We'll look at the first couple of days of action as well before we get stuck into round three. And we must start with Rory McIlroy, who did very well on the first day, carding a 66, putting him 6 under par. Then there was the talk of the Freaky Friday and how he tends to throw championships away on the Friday on the second round. But no signs of that this time. He carded another 66 and ended 12 under par, and he's 4 shots clear now.
Yes, and it is very impressive Friday for Rory. I'm sure he was delighted to get that out of the way because people didn't stop talking about it. He came off after his first round and a great 66, and all they were talking about is, are you going to throw it away tomorrow? But he didn't, and he birdied 3 of the last 4 holes yesterday. He set up that 4-shot advantage. And I think with this 2-tee start, it actually suits him because you could see a scenario where someone maybe starts a bit earlier than Rory, then shoot a really good score and the wind picks up. That's not going to happen. They're all out on the golf course at the same time. That's going to help Rory McIlroy. I think he's going to play a little bit softer. That will help his driver. He's going to be a tough man to beat. And with the odds, he's odds on to win the Claret Jug. It's about right. And having won a USPGA and a US Open already, he's the sort of player you want on that Claret Jug. And it's probably going to be this weekend.
Yeah, he's 4-7 in the betting now, so like you say, odds on to win it. And do you think history will repeat itself? Last time he was in front halfway in a major, it was back in 2011 at the US Open, which he won pretty easily in the end.
Yeah, he's a good front runner, isn't he? And in Kiawah Island, he just extended away from the field there as well. So once he gets his game going, he's almost unbeatable, you know, Rory. He does have this tendency to throw in the odd bad score. I think if the driver misbehaves and hits it in the rough, he's a very aggressive player. He'll take shots on out of the rough, and that could cause him problems. But the way he's played over the first 2 days, I can't see him doing that. And he's got such a good advantage. I mean, 4 shots over Dustin Johnson and 6 over the rest of the field. He's too good a player.
Yeah, well, we'll move on to Dustin Johnson next then. He's the closest pursuer, as you say. He's 4 shots behind Rory McIlroy, and card of the day's only bogey-free round and a best of the week 65 for him on Friday.
Yeah, 3 under out and 3 under back. 4 under back, sorry. He's a very impressive card from Dustin Johnson. He's only had 1 bogey in the entire championship, which is very impressive. He's a very long hitter. He's come close in the Open Championship before. Let's not forget St. George's a few years ago when Darren Clarke won. So he has a good profile. He's come close in other majors before as well. He'll give Rory a run for his money. I've no doubt about that. And it's an exciting three ball with Molinari thrown in there as well. So, Dustin Johnson's going to give Rory something to think about.
Yeah, a whole host of players then on 6 under par behind that, including Francesco Molinari and Sergio Garcia, who we know loves the Open as well. Any of those in the chasing pack that you see coming to the fore on Saturday?
Sergio, you know, we're desperate for him to win a major. He just seems to take one step forward and one step back, doesn't he? That I'm still not sure about him on the greens with those 4 or 5 footers. When you've got to knock them in for pars and keep your score going. Francesco Molinari played exceptionally well the first 2 days. He's such a consistent player, tee to green. I can see him hanging around. Ricky Fowler is my pre-tournament tip. He's 6 under par. He's played fantastic golf. He hits lots of shots, low and high and all the rest of it. So I think Ricky Fowler will be there. Ryan Moore is a player I really like from the States. Again, he's a control player. Very, very good. And you've got Schwartzel, Oosthuizen and Kutsia, the triumvirate South Africans, all playing together, good pals. Schwartzel and Oosthuizen not really been going their way, really, for this last 6 months or so, but Kutsia's been in banging form. So those three would be egging each other along. So we're expecting some low scoring from the players behind. Difficult to pick which one, though.
Okay, we'll just mention Tiger Woods as well quickly. He avoided missing the cut after holding a 5 foot birdie on the last. He had a bit of a troublesome Friday, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and he's last off the 10th today, so he's last off and not off the tee he wanted to be. He started off with a double bogey yesterday. The driver wasn't working very well. He hit it out of bounds on 17, took a 7, and he had to birdie the last to make the cut. Had he been the other side of the draw, he would not have made the cut, and pre-tournament, he's just not played enough golf, Tiger Woods. He's been a miracle worker in the past, but a step too far at the moment. He just needs to play some tournaments to get himself back. I mean, I saw him on the range this week. He looked terrific on the range, but difficult to carry that scoring form onto the golf course. You need to have played a consistent number of events, and he hasn't done that, but he still took a huge gallery with him, and he will today.
Okay, just an honourable mention as well for Tom Watson, 5-time Open Championship, made it to the weekend. He's the oldest player to make the cut in the Championship, breaking his own record that he set back in 2012. He's having a good time of it, isn't he?
Yeah, 64-year-old Tom, and I played with him in the first 2 rounds of the Open at St George's way back when I was playing, played one of my 8 Open Championships. It was a real delight for me to play with him in the first 2 rounds. He's 2 over par. He's a legend. Wish he'd won at Turnberry a couple of years ago, don't we all? What a great player. And also a special mention to Mark Warren today. He's been coached by Bob Torrance, and his major influence was his career. And unfortunately, Sam Torrance's father, who's a legendary coach on the tour, passed away yesterday. So we send his condolences out to all the family, June and Sam. And Mark Warren, I hope he has a really good weekend in honour of Bob Torrance.
Yeah, hopefully so. Let's just have a quick look at the tournament winner betting then, as it stands at the moment on Saturday morning. Rory McIlroy is 4-7, Dustin Johnson 6-1, Sergio Garcia 16-1, Ricky Fowler 18s, Adam Scott 25s, Schwartzel is 28s with Oosthuizen, Molinari is 33s, Justin Rose also 33s, as is Ryan Moore, and then 40-1 or bigger prices the rest. First of all, 4-7 about McIlroy. You kind of inclined earlier on that you think it's probably the fair price. Do you see it worth taking at the moment?
I'd rather lay him at that price and take him, but saying that, I think it's about right. We just got to wait and see with Rory. It is possible that he could shoot 2 or 3 over today. He could play all right, get in a few bunkers, hitting a few of the rough, and just bring a few players back into the game. It's also feasible that he could shoot 4 or 5 under, and that'll be the end of it. So I think it's about right, but I wouldn't play at that price, no.
Okay. Bit of value for the others. It's a quarter of the odds place, 1, 2, 3, of course, and yeah, Most of them are double figure prices, barring Dustin Johnson. So, as the outright betting stands at the moment, how would you play it?
Well, I mean, Adam Scott for me played fantastic. Considering he was the wrong side of the draw, he's 3 under. He's a long way back. He's got a lot of good players in front of him, so I think he'll get up there, Adam Scott. But was he 20-1, Adam Scott?
25s.
Yeah, well, it might be worth an each way bet, because I think I can see him sneaking up there, to be honest with you, and possibly if Rory falters, Adam Scott could challenge. And I'm quite happy with my Ricky Fowler pick as well. They're the two that I would pick out of the chasing pack to make a challenge. Dustin Johnson, I think he'll be around as well, but 6-1, he's only 2 shots clean. 2 shots on an open venue is absolutely nothing. So we'll know a lot more at the end of today. 4 shots is a healthy lead, but you can lose it in a heartbeat. So it's going to be an exciting day, and watching the pictures on TV as we speak, rain's falling down, it's a bit windy, it's going to be a real tough test for these players. But I Adam Scott really impressed me yesterday, and I'm still happy with my Ricky Fowler tip.
Okay, Adam Scott and Ricky Fowler, then a couple against the field in the betting at the moment. 25s for Scott and 18s for Ricky Fowler, so some nice prices there as well. We've also got some 3-ball betting on the site as well. A couple of them will have started by the time this goes out. So we'll look at the last 4, starting at 10:50 with Sergio Garcia, Ricky Fowler and Ryan Moore. It's 11-8 for Garcia, 7-4 Fowler, and Moore is 21-10. How do you see that one going?
It's a tough 3-ball, that one. I'd have to go with my man Ricky, although I, as I say, I like Ryan Moore as a player. He's a steady player. He won't beat himself. I don't know. I'm just worried about how Sergio's going to get on the weekend. So I take your pick out of Moore and Fowler, but obviously I tip Fowler, so I'm going to go with Fowler.
Okay, Fowler there then. 10.50 as well, Luke Donald, Matthew Every and Tom Watson go out. It's 5-6 for Donald. Every is 2-1 and 7-2 for Watson.
Well, never bet with your heart, Mark, they say, but 7-2 for Tom. Luke Donald just looks like he's struggling with his game at the moment. I don't know what's going on with his game, but Matt Every is a good player from the States as well. So what price is Every?
Every is 2-1.
2-1. I'll back Every at 2-1. That's a good price. He's a regular US Tour player and he's no mug.
Okay. At 11 o'clock, Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson and Francesco Molinari go out the top three in the leaderboard at the moment, of course. McIlroy 5-4, 8-5 for Johnson, and Molinari is 13-5. Do you see McIlroy staying in front of these two?
It's a good price for Rory, isn't it, considering how he's been playing? But I think what we're all expecting is maybe he plays a little bit defensive and just makes the pars and lets the others make the mistakes. So I think in this three ball, I would have to go with Dustin Johnson. He's got a chase. He's got the talent to do it. Quite a good bet at 8-5.
Okay, Johnson to hype up the pressure then on McIlroy at 8-5. And the final one is Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth and Ryan Gibson. Woods is 10-11, 6-5 for Spieth, and Gibson is 7-1.
I couldn't back Woods. I just can't. I just think he's just not played enough golf. Gibson I know nothing about, and New Zealander, so I would leave him alone as well. Or is he an Australian? I think he's Australian, actually. So Jordan Spieth, he's a terrific golfer and great young talent, and he'll be very keen to get out of last spot. So Jordan Spieth for me in that group.
Okay, Spieth in that group. Let's just have a quick summary then, if you'll spin us through your four three-ball selections one more time.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth, we're going to go for Matt Every, Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Jamie. Good luck. Enjoy the third round today, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow ahead of the final day.
I'm already on the couch, Mark. I'm already on the couch waiting for it to start. Let's watch it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.